I'm milling about with Paul Wilson and Patrick Wilson, and should I say the Wilson brothers?
Yes, yes, you can say the Wilson, because we are brothers, right?
We are.
Yeah, they tell us we are. Our parents say that.
What I love is that you guys actually grew up in Virginia, where this movie took place, Big Stone Gap. Maybe not in Big Stone Gap, but...
Well, we spent summers in Big Stone Gap. Big Stone Gap was kind of our Disneyland. Our grandparents were there, our grandmother, up until about 9 months before we began shooting, which might have been the only real kind of bittersweet moment about being involved in this, is that she couldn't actually see us doing it. But we were all, we have a brother between us, Mark Wilson, and Mark, like I need to tell you his last name, it's like it's Mark Nelson. But Mark was born in Richmond, as was I. Patrick was born in Norfolk.
Our dad was a TV anchor up until last year, and we lived in Virginia as kids and moved to Charlotte, then St. Louis, and then Florida. But my dad and his father and mom and great, you know, blah, 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 several generations have been in Big Stone Gap, the Wilson clan, for a long time. So, yeah, so for us, it was really been the most personal project I've ever been a part of, and I'm sure the same for you, Paul, that it just doesn't happen. I mean, the fact, and we never took it for granted, the fact that you're, you know, these places that you've been going to, vacationing to, you know, you're sort of home away from home, and then you find yourself, wait, we're not only shooting a movie called Big Stone Gap, we're actually doing it in Big Stone Gap. It was just...
Staying on Wilson Road, yeah, in the house that, you know, was more or less the most fun place we could ever go to as kids.
Yeah.
There was actually a road, was it named for your family?
Yeah, named for him.
Yeah. No.
No, it's named for our family. Our grandfather and his brothers and sister were... born up the road. They still have, you know, actually our the last living first generation Wilson has a place, Opal, our great aunt. She's 100 in March, right?
Yeah, her house, and then between us is our second cousins, Charles and Phyllis.
Charles and Phyllis, who Phyllis was Opal's daughter.
Yeah, Charles and Phyllis Metcalf. So they're second cousins. Everybody's related.
And that's honestly, you know, that's the small town. You know, I think that's emblematic of small town America, is that, you know, this is where you're from, and this is where you stay. This is where part of you always will be.
Yeah.
And the Wilsons, you know, to really have it immortalized, that is the street, the town, Big Stone Gap, and the state actually changed this little bridge. It's not much wider than or longer than your car, that my grandfather, in his last years, would walk up with his cane and watch the state fix that bridge. And not that long after his passing, they renamed it the Paul J. Wilson Bridge.
Yeah. Wow. Did you guys visit your childhood home or where you summered?
We stayed in the house.
We stayed in the house.
Yes. House was built in 1939, 1940, finished. Father came along shortly thereafter. And up until 9 months before we started shooting, which was October 2013, that was our grandmother passed away.
Yeah, she stayed there. Almost their whole life. So, that's where we stayed.
How crazy is that? I mean, you never get an opportunity like that.
That's what I mean. It never happens. And look, it would have been a different story too. It would have felt differently if the movie that we were doing happened to be like a horror movie shooting there. But the fact that the movie is so much about who you are, where you're from, and here we were staying in this house, being reminded of where you come from. It's very humbling is the wrong word. It's very grounding. And it's something that honestly, we never, every day that we went to work, we were thinking, how cool is this? Like, this is, you know, and certainly the more I've done a lot of independent movies where you just go from job to job to job to job to job. And then all of a sudden you find yourself going, wait a second, I'm in Big Stone Gap, standing in grandma and granddaddy's house. This is insane.
It's crazy.
Yeah, just and selfishly, like, thank God the movie took that long to get made, so we could be old enough to be in it.
Yeah, I did a little movie a long time ago, 10 or 12 years ago, and I haven't done anything in a long time. So we were
run all other business.
In the advertising media business, and my mother was celebrating her birthday with all of us, Labor Day weekend of the same year, 2013, and he had come back in from being on the phone and said, "It's on. Big Stone Gap is on." And I'm, you know, my first thought was, I get to go to Big Stone Gap, not I get to act in a movie. Well, it's like, we get to go to Big Stone Gap, you know. It's a very, you know, actors are trained to find emotional connectivity with a character. I think I could speak for a lot of us, Ashley included, who lived, you know, who grew up as a little girl right across the mountain. Yeah. We had an emotional connectivity to these characters right from the read.
So compare the two, like childhood memories, fond childhood memories, to as adults, how it felt to go back there.
I mean, not much of it has changed, except for the Piggly Wiggly is gone, and the Magic Mart is now...
No, there's a Walmart.
There's a Walmart.
There is a McDonald's. Yeah. There's this Flippin' Egg that was there. You know, I will tell you this. It's been a joy for me and certainly our extended family. Our brother has two children, too. When we were back there in June of 2012... as a family for our grandmother's 90th birthday, and to see our kids take their shoes off and get in that creek and catch crawdads that we grew up doing was kind of like, you know, it's come full circle. You know, we can share that memory that we had with them, and to see them enjoy it the way we did, there's not words for it. It really is grounded, I think, and being reminded of your family, which this movie is about, and all the don't take it for granted, you know, and certainly everyone wants to aspire beyond their own town, and that's a central theme to the story, but don't take them for granted, and we never did.
And also, you know, there wasn't a day that went by that so much of the town, as you can imagine, just came out to support the movie, be in the movie, be background in the movie, cook meals for the movie, house some of the actors because there's only one hotel, right. You know. So it was a real group effort. But there wasn't a day that went by that somebody didn't come up and say, "I was friends with your granddaddy Paul. He was," and they would tell some funny story, you know, about our grandfather. And that was so just not that we needed any confirmation of why we were there, but. It was all very present, you know. It was not about yeah. I got to do this thing. It was you take the time, you look somebody in the eye, and I think it's how those people are, and it's how the characters that Adriana had written, and it's how I think the movie portrays itself. Is no matter how comedic you are in the movie, no matter how serious you can be in the movie, everybody has a direct. There's just a palpable energy between people there because
it's an honesty. You know, it's an honesty that I think, and she, you know, she created this world 14 years ago in these stories about this town that I think a lot of people.
We're talking about the author,
Adriana Trigiani. Yeah. You know, she
novelist, screenwriter,
director, which
and she's from there as well, right?
She is.
Yeah. I mean, our grandmother. I think they're still in the house. We have newspaper clippings of, look what Adriana's done. She's writing for Bill Cosby now. So we were always aware of her wonderful success.
So you all sort of knew each other in many ways.
Well, I mean, not casually, certainly, and you know, it's kind of like, you know, every summer we'd hear about her, or we'd go. Sometimes we'd go see her. Our grandparents were friends with her parents.
Yeah.
And you know, there's one country club, and there's really one or two places to go for dinner. So, and it's a very small town, so of course everybody kind of knows everybody.
Now I'm going to embarrass you because you told me something downstairs, and here
I
we go.
Really dig to embarrass me, so go ahead. Best shot.
When you guys were not shooting, I understand Paul mentioned there might have been some moonshine hanging out.
There was some ill-gotten booty or ill-bootin' gotty, and it definitely made the nights go by a little smoother. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. Well, and it is the kind of a thing when you, as soon as you get down there, somebody comes over with something that they've created, or I got a connection in Johnson City.
You ever had some real moonshine?
Yeah.
What's what have I been
real
having?
Like it's still in the tub and you're just giving me a straw?
I mean, do we have to go up to the still?
Where can I get some of this stuff?
It is pretty great.
Be careful what you wish for, because it is there.
It's pretty funny, too, because I brought some back, and it's, you know, I'll have these parties, you know, in my house in New Jersey, and I'll put a little sign up with all the mason jars, like, this is moonshine from Southwest Virginia. Be very careful if you don't know what you're getting into.
Do you, like, hallucinate? Like, what happens to you when you drink that stuff?
There really becomes just one color. It is very warm. Sometimes you hear things twice with a little wah-wah-wah-wah reverberation, but it's definitely makes you shine. Let's put it that way. Yeah. You get kind of happy. Except in the morning, and that's usually coffee corrects that.
So there was some music in the movie, and Patrick, you played guitar, and there's a guitar sitting right there. Yes. So will you indulge us? I know you guys were in a band together, the Wilson Van, his brothers.
The Wilson Van. Patrick is, obviously, he can sing. You have Googled that, right?
Yes, I know that, yes.
Yeah, our band has been a wonderful. It's next to working with Patrick and working in this Big Stone Gap, just love affair. The band is the most fun I've ever had in my life, being on stage with the brothers. I mean, I feel like I'm 25 feet tall. He's on the drums when he's not in, you know, on the mic singing. Our middle brother is quite the Eddie Van Halen virtuoso. And I tend to just play the crowd when it's time. We like to do Van Halen, hence the Wilson Van.
Now the plot thickens.
We celebrate Van Halen. We would never, ever, ever presume to be a tribute band because, you know, they're that just hallowed group of musicians. We could.
But about half our set is all.
We just have fun with it, and it's the soundtrack to our lives. So, yeah. You know, we grew up with it, so we want to share it and have fun.
Is it guitar in tune? Will you play a little bit? I love this. I love that they have a guitar in every room. It's great.
I'm a hack. Oh, look at the time. Here's what I'm playing now. Wise men say, sing it, Polly.
Only fools rush in. You sing it. But I can't help falling in love with you. That's all I get.
It was fun. Thank you, Patrick and Paul Wilson.
Thank you.
Take care.
Always news.
Always refreshing.
Always candid.
Always milling about.
Robin Milling delivers what celebrities are saying to you.